Nearly one in five adults suffers from a mental health concern every year in the U.S. Mental health concerns are as common as physical health concerns. Yet stigma and fear can prevent people from getting the help they need and hold back others from helping those who need support.
When I was first diagnosed, I thought, well, I know people, these people know me, I can tell them that I have bipolar disorder and anxiety, but once I told them, many of them just disappeared from my life. I knew people down at Portland State who I'd worked with on some events and some things, and I told them, and they'd be walking down the sidewalk toward me, and I know they saw me, and they'd just cross the street, walk by like I wasn't there, just not acknowledge me. And so I learned quickly that there is a stigma, and that it was best for me to just not say anything to anybody.
Through community-wide programs, Clackamas County Behavioral Health is helping to address stigma in a variety of ways.
She is a very special lady. Please welcome Tara Rolstad.
Was back in the 70s. Not that I was alive back then. But I've heard, you know, people would talk about cancer, they'd be like, did you hear about it? She has the cancer. Now, doesn't matter if it's breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, we're talking about it at the Walmart with a cashier. Doesn't matter the private part, unless it's our brains, unless it's mental health. And we're right back at, did you hear that? She has the bipolar.
When it comes to mental health, you may not think it's a laughing matter. But through comedy, many find their strength.
It was 5 years ago that David Grenier, who founded Standard for Mental Health in Canada, taught a class down here. I took that first class. And in that class, my life changed. I started finding the humor in my experiences and my struggles and my challenges, and finding that humor all of a sudden gave me some power over those experiences rather than them having power over me. It transformed my life, and I found I had a knack for teaching and for writing comedy, and so I continued doing that Stand Up for Mental Health down here, and I see that same transformation happen with other people. Every class I teach.
I am very open-minded. I try to be very respectful of everyone's lifestyle choices. You know what I'm talking about, introverts.
I never would have thought I would be doing stand-up comedy, let alone about something like mental health or mental health awareness. But Dave Mowry met me at a training one day, and he said, you're funny, you should join this class. And it has been the most amazing stress relief. It's been the most amazing way for me to advocate for my girls and for the community. And it is incredibly fun when we can stand up in front of people and share the really hard crap that we've been through and make them laugh about it. That's a good day.
Opening the lines of communication and dialogue, especially within the faith community, can be a difficult barrier to cross. Shattering stigma with stories, mental health, and faith communities is a powerful one-day conference designed to provide a deeper understanding of life with mental illness, as well as increase confidence in attendees' abilities to respond compassionately and effectively to those who live with mental illness and their families or friends.
I have found in my own experience, I'm a really open person, and when I talk about it, it's amazing to me how many people have come to me and talk about what they're going through and the fact that they've been afraid to reach out. We have to stop being afraid to talk about this. It's a health issue, and reach out, get help. There are so many amazing organizations that will help you, and if you don't reach out and get that help, you're never gonna get out of that place of feeling isolated and hopeless.
Mental health issues and stigma don't stop at Clackamas County's borders. Working together, Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington counties are building the knowledge, skills, and confidence of people from all walks of life to help others. Get trained to help. Mental Health Matters for All trains community members in first aid for mental health emergencies and to prevent suicide. With the help of skilled, qualified trainers, you can become a part of a growing community of people who are getting trained to become a mental health first aid responder through local workshops and trainings.
If we can give basic information to everyone, we can create this community of citizen responders that notice when things go off course for someone and have the words to help move them toward the right level of support that they might need. Think about what the change that would make in a community.
I think mental health first aid is a really special program. It teaches people a different way of seeing things and helps people understand a different way of helping people who may be in a mental health crisis. In some ways, it's common sense for people that work in the mental health field, but for people outside of that, it just really helps to show them that there are ways to work with, to talk to people that are having a mental health crisis that won't exacerbate the problem. They don't need to be afraid of it. They can help it.
We're fighting stigma by saying that, you know, mental health conditions are treatable and there's good support out there. And if our communities have language to use and a shared meaning and understanding around mental health conditions, this doesn't have to be something we don't speak about anymore. This can be as common as talking about heart disease or diabetes or cancer. And it really is a change the world kind of thing.
Youth mental health first aid workshops are a special component of mental health training that is available to anyone connected to a young person ages 12 through 18.
It's the mental health that seemed like it was really so important to find resources for and be able to attach, connect our kids to those resources and preferably bring them into the school. I just think it's a real gift to have this access for our kids and adults to have training and strategies around how to help students with suicidal ideation or with depression and how to interact with them and that it's okay.
We don't leave it taboo anymore. So suicide attempts and hospitalizations and not knowing what to do and sometimes doing the wrong thing as a parent and, you know, taking what we've been through that, you know, at times was very life-threatening. I mean, we were not sure we were gonna be together when Riley had her 17th birthday.
If everyone in this whole community is, is trained in these strategies and on the same page, you know, it'll have much bigger impact. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be on a massive level, and that's really how we change community, and we make it safe for all of us, and we get to a better place.
One community at a time. Getting trained to help is making a difference.
I was actually a student of the class myself, and it completely impacted me in a positive manner. We deal with people with all kinds of needs here at the center, and they vary. There's a wide variance. But the one that I didn't feel educated on personally or felt like I had a lot of knowledge about was mental health resources and needs in regards to people that are suffering, people whose family members are suffering from a mental illness, and they also didn't have the answer. So I knew first and foremost that I needed more information and more education about it. So I was able to take the class, and it was so wonderful. I just can't speak enough about the actual program itself, the instructors, and what it did for myself, and then our client service rep as well, who also took the class. Bringing it to Malala just expanded that more, because it's wonderful that we now have some information and resources, but the more people who have them, the better. The more people who have truly those tools to use that you learn in the class, the better, you know, they'll be brought to the community when those times of need come up.
If you'd like to know more about getting trained, you can visit gettrainedtohelp.com. Here you can learn about the different classes offered and register for a class near you.
If we were able to remove stigma against mental illness, we would see people living whole lives. People would stop hiding in the shadows. People would stop suffering in silence. And the people with a mental illness are just regular folks. They are regular people. They have They have a sense of humor, they have stories, they have compassion, they are good neighbors, good friends, good family members. And it would be just more of these people being allowed to live their full lives without having that fear and the reality of the stigma and discrimination that people with mental illness face so much of the time.
I believe that mental health really does matter for all of us, and I support initiatives that normalize mental illness and empower community members to feel capable intervening with people to offer them help and hope. And so I invite you to participate with us and be part of this initiative to make Clackamas County a happier and healthier community.